Imagine a missile so fast that no air defense system can stop it. A missile traveling at 5 times the speed of sound. This is the future of warfare. And India has just taken a massive leap forward. DRDO's Defense Research and Development Laboratory, DRDL, in Hyderabad has successfully tested a scramjet-powered hypersonic engine for a record 120 seconds, a first for India. But why is this such a big deal? Let's break it down. Hypersonic missiles are game changers. They travel at speeds greater than Mach 5, which means over 5,400 km per hour. This makes them nearly unstoppable, as they can bypass existing air defense systems with ease. Countries like United States, Russia, China and India are all in a race to develop hypersonic weapons, and DRDO's latest test puts India one step closer to mastering this technology. Now, what makes scramjet engines special? Hypersonic vehicles need an engine that can operate at supersonic speeds. That's where the scramjet, that is supersonic combustion ramjet engine, comes in. Unlike traditional jet engines, a scramjet breathes air instead of carrying oxygen like a rocket. It sustains combustion at supersonic speeds, has no moving parts, which makes it highly efficient. But here's the catch. Igniting and keeping a fire burning at such supersonic speed is like keeping a candle lit in a hurricane. And DRDO has finally cracked the code. In this historic test, DRDO's scramjet engine has achieved the following things. I'll try and explain in simple way. Number 1. Successful ignition and stable combustion. Now imagine trying to light a match while riding a roller coaster at supersonic speeds. That's exactly how challenging it is to ignite fuel in a scramjet engine. But DRDO scientists have successfully cracked the code, keeping the engine running smoothly at hypersonic speeds. Number 2. Continuous flame stability at air speeds over 1.5 km per second. Now I want you to picture a jet engine that gulps air moving at over 5,400 km per hour and still manages to keep the fire burning. At these insane speeds, air rushes through the engine so fast that keeping the flame alive is almost impossible. But DRDO has made it happen with an innovative flame stabilization technique. Point number 3. Cutting-edge fuel innovation, India's first ever endothermic scramjet fuel. Now, normal fuel would burn out too quickly at hypersonic speeds. It is like throwing paper into a bonfire. DRDO has developed a super-cooling, self-igniting fuel that not only keeps the engine cool, but also burns efficiently under extreme conditions. It is a first for India. Point number 4. Advanced thermal barrier coating, which is a special heat-resistant coating that withstands temperatures beyond the melting point of steel. Now imagine trying to touch a metal pan left in the oven at 200 degrees Celsius. Now imagine something surviving at over 1500 degrees Celsius. The scramjet engine faces extreme heat, but this special ceramic coating protects it, ensuring the engine doesn't melt under pressure. And then DRDO scientists have also used high-end computational fluid dynamics, CFD simulations, and new manufacturing techniques to make this possible. Now what is CFD? If you want to think about CFD, it is like a super advanced wind tunnel, but inside a computer. Now instead of testing thousands of real prototypes, DRDO used cutting-edge simulations to predict airflow, optimize performance, and design the perfect engine before building it. Now I want you to link how AI can be used here. Just like CFD predicts airflow, AI can simulate chemical reactions, atomic interactions, and material behaviors at a molecular level. This helps scientists understand how molecules behave under extreme conditions, like in hypersonic engines or space environments. This is called using AI for understanding rules of physics at the molecular level. For example, in United States, the Pentagon, DARPA, and NASA use AI for hypersonic material development, airflow simulations, and autonomous control of hypersonic vehicles. And then look at China. They are heavily investing in AI-driven hypersonic research, with reports suggesting they use AI to analyze missile flight patterns and optimize aerodynamics. The China Academy of Aerospace Aerodynamics is using AI to create self-learning hypersonic weapons. And then look at Russia. They are integrating AI into hypersonic missile guidance systems to make them harder to intercept. The Avangard and Kinzhal hypersonic missiles have used AI-assisted navigation to adjust their course mid-flight. And then in India, DRDO's exploring AI for hypersonic CFD simulations, advanced material testings, and fuel innovation. The recent scramjet ground test is proof that AI-assisted hypersonic technology is advancing rapidly in India. So why all of this matters for India's defense? With these advancements, India is one step closer to developing indigenous hypersonic missiles. These missiles will strike targets faster than ever. It will evade enemy defense systems and reinforce India's strategic superiority in modern warfare. With this success, India is gearing up for the future of hypersonic warfare. However, it will take a bit more time to develop India's first fully operational hypersonic missile. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.